Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Katie Gillen with the main evening news at 5:30. Coming up in this bulletin, people have been hospitalised following a three-vehicle road traffic collision in Lifford this afternoon. The funeral details for James and Noreen McHugh have been announced. Meanwhile, Donegal County Council have extended their sympathies following the tragic deaths of James and Noreen. And car parking income has increased substantially in the past 5 years at Letterkenny University Hospital. These stories in full plus more to follow. We will have the latest sports news at around 1:45. But first, people have been hospitalised following a three-vehicle road traffic collision in Lifford this afternoon. The crash involving a van and two cars occurred at approximately 12:30. A number of people were taken to Letterkenny University Hospital for treatment of injuries, believed to be non-life-threatening at this time. The road is closed and Gardaí say investigations are ongoing. The funeral details for James and Noreen McHugh have been announced. Noreen passed away at Beaumont Hospital yesterday, a day after James was pronounced dead at the scene of a crash in County Cavan on Monday afternoon. The couple's funeral mass will take place in St. Cartha's Church Kilcare on Saturday morning at 11 o'clock. Burial will follow in Towney Cemetery. Parish priest of Kilcare, Father William Peoples, says the husband and wife were well-loved members of the community.
What I liked about Noreen is that nothing was too much of a task, and she had a lovely calmness about her. James was the same. I mean, both of them, I knew them, and to me they had very similar personality, and they were made for each other. They were together from the time they were doing their leaving cert in Carrick Tech. The only thing I can see is that James and Noreen are together walking towards God in whatever way that happens.
Meanwhile, Donegal County Council have extended their sympathies following the tragic deaths of James and Noreen. In a statement, the council said they extend their heartfelt condolences to the McHugh and O'Donnell families, their relatives, friends, neighbours and all those grieving the devastating loss. Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council, Councillor Gary Doherty, says the loss of the couple is just unimaginable.
I suppose firstly, just on behalf of the people of Donegal and on behalf of Donegal County Council, we extend our heartfelt condolences and deepest sympathies to the McHugh and O'Donnell families and everybody that's grieving this devastating loss. Our thoughts are particularly with Owen and Emma as they come to terms with the loss of both of their parents. This is an unimaginable tragedy that has shocked and saddened communities not only here in Donegal but throughout the country. Both James and Noreen were deeply respected members of their community, and that is why their loss is being felt by so many people today.
James was a member of the 1992 winning team, and it was historic for Donegal, and I suppose a lot of younger people in the GAA world would have looked up to him and the McHugh family as well.
Yeah, look, I never tire of telling people that I was lucky enough to be on the pitch in Croke Park after the match in 1992 to see James and his teammates lift the Sam Maguire for Donegal for the very first time. James McHugh and that team were idols to me, and I think they were idols to an entire generation of Donegal people. And while James's sporting achievements will forever hold a place in Donegal's history, today, you know, our thoughts are with the family and friends who have lost two clearly much loved people.
Car parking income has increased substantially in the past 5 years at Letterkenny University Hospital. Fixtures supplied to Sinn Féin's health spokesperson Deputy David Cullinan show that in 2021 the hospital recorded no parking income. In 2022, income was approximately €97,000, rising to €402,500 in 2025, an increase of approximately 315% over 4 years. Deputy Cullinan says these increases are coming at a time when government has pledged to bring hospital parking charges down.
The national picture in terms of revenue is that in 2022, the total amount collected from all hospitals was £10.6 million. In 2025, that increased to £17.76 million. So that's a very substantial increase over that time period. It's nearly an 80% increase. So obviously part of that is rising charges. We've seen that anecdotally ourselves from getting information from our own local TDs, but also constituents contacting us. The Irish Cancer Society has been very strong on this, and every year in their alternative budget submissions, they always make the point that car parking charges have an impact on cancer patients. But it isn't just cancer patients, it's dialysis patients, it could be parents of sick children, people with disabilities, people who visit loved ones in hospitals are being hit. And if you look at the local figures, so if I can take the figures for Letterkenny, the total income generated in 2022 was 97,000. So there was a very significant jump up to 2025, up to 402,500, which is over a 300% increase. We do have to bear in mind that in 2022, we were coming out of COVID. That would have had some impact. But if you look at the year-on-year increases since, so in 2023, it was 283,000. In 2024, it went to 350,000. And then last year was 402,500. So we're seeing a steady increase year on year, and the charges going up at a time when the government actually committed to not just reviewing the charges in their programme for government, but actually reducing them year on year.
Meanwhile, there were four fewer admitted patients awaiting beds at Letterkenny University Hospital this morning, but with a total of 31, the hospital had the third highest figure in the state this morning. Of those, four were on emergency department trolleys. Today's INMO trolley watch figures show Sligo had 30 admitted patients without beds this morning, the fourth highest figure in the state, giving a Northwest total of 61. There are calls for the establishment of a dental school at ATU's Letterkenny campus to address the shortage of practitioners in the country. Backing the call on today's Greg Hughes show, Deputy Charles Ward said Cork and Trinity are the only choices at the moment, and he believes Letterkenny is the ideal location for a third option. In particular, he says the school dental programme isn't working, partly because of staffing issues, pointing to his own family's experience to highlight what he says are failures in the system.
I'm a father of four, and only one of my children have actually availed of that service. For the rest, we've had to push, and I've actually had to go private with one of my other children. So out of a family of four, and we're talking over a 10, 15 year period, only one of my children have availed of a school-based dentist. So it goes to show you how the system has failed and is failing. And it's nothing to do with the dentist, it's to do with the actual system itself. I've spoken a motion in the Dáil in early July regarding dental treatment in Ireland. And if you're going to train to be a dentist, you've got two choices, Cork or Trinity. And that, to me, just speaks that there is a call for a dentist school to be established in the Northwest. And I had said it back there in early July that I believe that the ATU is the ideal situation. It's a growing university. It has the capability to do this. And I think it's a no-brainer.
Bunbeg-based dentist Dr. Gerard Rorty is a supporter of the idea of a dental school in the Northwest, pointing out that Ulster University has already expressed an interest in a facility at its McGee campus in Derry. On today's Greg Hughes show, he said he believes the success of the campaign for a vet school in Letterkenny can be replicated. He says he's received support from all political parties.
I talked to Patrick O'Gallagher, Charlie McConnell, very supportive about the proposal. Senator Manus Boyle, Fine Gael, very supportive. Pierce Stoherty, TD, who's beside us here in the practice in Bunbeg, very supportive, as is Patrick McLaughlin. So there is going to be a new dental school. There's going to be one actually open very shortly, the RCSI one, but we still need an additional one. Why do we need an additional one? The population is expanding rapidly, but much more than that, the refugees who are coming in have a much, much poorer quality of dental health than Irish people because they don't have the benefit of fluoridation. People are living longer. People are holding on to their teeth. So even though we have 3,900 dentists on the register, over 40% of them are trained overseas. And it's the same as, you know, I'm on record on saying this about the medics before. We shouldn't be robbing dentists from other countries the same way we rob doctors. We need to train our own. And there, as I said, there's a need for a new dental school. I think ATU would be a fantastic place. I'm open to McGee as well, but I think being from Donegal, ATU would be the place. So going back to, you know, the campaign, yeah, there's a campaign within the dental profession for yet another dental school. Galway's thrown their hat in, McGee's thrown their hat in. With the encouragement of the politicians for Donegal, given ATU's pedigree on the vet school, there's no reason why it can't come to ATU.
Electricity and gas customers are being advised to shop around after data revealed a record high number of households in energy arrears. Figures from the CRU show 14% of electricity customers and 27% of gas customers were behind on payments in May. Of those late on gas bills, the majority were behind by more than 90 days. Dara Cassidy from bonkers.ie says these figures would usually be lower given the time of year.
Usually at this time of year, you would expect the numbers to be easing slightly. However, that hasn't happened. And these figures are for May. But shortly afterwards, we saw price hikes from Electric Ireland, Uno Energy and Prepay Power, for example.
Details of the North's Agriculture Department implementation of a court deprivation order carried out in Five Mile Town, County Tyrone, has been released by Minister Andrew Muir. Dr. Martin Blake, former Chief Veterinary Officer for Ireland, has been appointed to carry out the review. With more, here's Donal Kavanagh.
Minister Andrew Muir acknowledges the operation undertaken in Five Mile Town in relation to a herd keeper disqualified from keeping animals was a particularly complex, sensitive and distressing case, which has understandably attracted significant attention and concern. He says he's confident Dr. Blake has the experience and knowledge to lead this exercise, which is intended to provide an independent and evidence-based assessment of his department's planning, decision-making and implementation of the operation undertaken on the 29th and 30th of June. He says he's determined the review will be thorough but not prolonged so any learnings can be identified and implemented quickly. Minister Andrew Muir has pledged the findings and recommendations from the review will be published as soon as possible after it's been completed.
A 16-year-old has been arrested by police in Tyrone following a dangerous driving incident yesterday evening. OMA and Enniskillen Road Policing interceptors pursued the uninsured vehicle in the Five Mile Town area, bringing the incident to a safe conclusion before anyone was seriously injured or killed. The PSNI say dangerous driving and driving without insurance put everyone at risk. A 37-year-old man arrested on suspicion of drugs-related offences following a vehicle stop and search in the Glenshane Road area of Derry early yesterday morning has been released on bail to allow for further inquiries. The PSNI say their investigations are continuing. Meanwhile, a 41-year-old man has been charged with drug-related offences following his arrest on Sunday. He will appear before Derry Magistrates Court in a number of weeks. The time is 42 minutes past five. We will be back after this short break.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports. Find all your GAA essentials at michaelmurphysports.ie.
The time is 5:45. Oisín Kelly's here with the latest sports news.
Thanks, Katie. We start with athletics. Mark English cruised into the European Championship 800 metre final earlier this afternoon, setting a new championship record of 1 minute 43.49. That record stood for almost half a century. The Fun Valley man will be back on track in Birmingham tomorrow evening, looking to add a career sixth medal.
Worked out nicely for me. I knew it was fast when Pernicki took the lead, and thankfully he held up the pace and it went quick. I had a lot left in the last 100, so it always bodes well when you got a bit of a burst left in that last home straight. So that's looking good, and be in your race again tomorrow. It's just a semi-final today, but I'm excited for the final. I'll just have to discuss tactics with Justin and come up with a good plan, and hopefully I can put on a show again for the great Irish crowd that was out there. It'll be a tough, tough race. Bergen will be in there too, Barrasso and a few of them guys, so it'll be a good race.
A stunning run by Mark English earlier today. Here's the take on that performance from our athletics correspondent, Patsy McGonigal.
An excellent, excellent performance. I mean, obviously, that goes without saying. But the fact that it's a new championship record, the fact that he had something in reserve, and he's in mighty shape, and he's worked very hard for it. And, you know, without getting too excited about it, you know, we're all excited now, right now, for 9:30 tomorrow night. And, you know, let's see what he can do. And it's important to state as well, Oisín, that you know, in the European Championships, both indoor and outdoor, he has medalled on five previous occasions. So this is not new ground for him. But on this occasion, you know, no doubt he needs to be thinking about the gold medal and taking the title, you know. He went into these championships, of course, as the number one ranked European 800-metre runner, which in itself is something else, you know. So that today was a championship record. Interestingly, that championship record today stood for 48 years to Olaf Baer of East Germany back in 1978. You know, he took 0.02 off that record. So look, it was amazing. He looked amazing. He looks strong. He looks confident, and it looks like he's going to bring all of his experience to bear come tomorrow night.
And there's more from Patsy McGonigal and indeed Mark English available on highlandradio.com. Well, the season best time secured Sophie Becker's place in tomorrow's women's 400 metre semi-finals, while Lauren Roy and Radisha Adeleke will both be involved in this evening's 200 metre semis. The hammer throw finals also on tonight. It will feature Ireland's Nicola Tuchel. That gets underway at 7:45. There are 4 medal opportunities for Ireland at the European Aquatic Championships in Paris this evening. John Short will be in the 200-metre breaststroke final in the next couple of minutes. Sligo's Mona McSharry will be in the 100-metre breaststroke final, which will start just before 6 o'clock. And Daniel Whiffen will be in the 800-metre freestyle final just after 7. Eileen Walsh will also go in the 400-metre individual medley final. On the football front, Champions League winners Paris Saint-Germain take on Europa League winners Aston Villa in this evening's UEFA Super Cup. The match at the Red Bull Arena in Salzburg in Austria kicks off at 8 o'clock. Men's soccer returns to Croke Park for the first time tonight since 2009. Manchester United take on Leeds United in a pre-season friendly in Dublin. Over 80,000 fans will be in attendance at the sold-out Croker, and kick-off is at 7:30. Chelsea have completed the signing of fullback Pep Chavarri from Rayo Vallecano. The Spanish player moves to Stamford Bridge on a contract until 2031, and a deal is thought to be worth around £16 million. Finally, Ireland are playing their latest one-day cricket international against Afghanistan in Belfast. Afghanistan were all out for 343 before the break. In reply a short time ago, Ireland had 169 runs on the board with 4 wickets down in the 34th over. That means they require 175 runs off 16 overs if they are to take victory. Afghanistan currently lead the series 2-0. And that's your sport for today. Our next bulletin, of course, comes tomorrow morning after the 8 o'clock news. Kitty.
Thanks, Oisin. A 41-year-old man has been charged with drug-related offences following his arrest by the Derry City and Strabane District Support Team on Sunday. He is due to appear before Derry Magistrates Court in a number of weeks. The District Support Team says it remains committed to tackling drug-related criminality across the district. An observatory says it has never seen such excitement around a solar event in its 21-year history. Ahead of this evening's rare partial solar eclipse, the moon will begin moving across the sun shortly after 6 o'clock, with maximum coverage expected at around 13 minutes past 7. And another eclipse like this isn't expected here until 2090. Astronomers are warning people not to look directly at the sun without proper eye protection. Head of MTU Blackrock Castle, Dr. Niall Smith, says almost 97% of the sun expected to be covered by the moon at the peak of the eclipse.
There's an amazing buzz. We're open almost 21 years, and I would say this is the most buzz we've ever had about any event. So it's absolutely fantastic. It's come at a really good time of the year. It's a good time of the day. Even the smallies can stay up to watch it. The eclipse itself at 97%, wow.
138 Irish parks and green spaces have achieved green flag status for 2026, 10 of them new additions to the programme. The awards recognise green spaces that meet European standards around management, accessibility, safety and environmental sustainability. Green flags have been secured by Glenveagh National Park, Glebe House and Gallery and Barrack Hill Park in Carndonagh, while a green flag community award has been secured by the Riverwalk in Dunloe. Antashka's programme manager, Emlyn Cullen, says the increase reflects growing participation in the programme and continued investment in green spaces, and they want to see it grow even more.
All the Dublin counties are have a lot of parks involved. Then the OPW have a lot of parks. Cork City has a lot of parks. But then it kind of gets a bit sporadic then after that. Most local authorities are involved, but they may only have 1 or 2 parks. So we'd love to see more of that. One local authority might see other local authorities getting a number of their parks in, and that kind of giving them the impetus to go for it. But also over the last couple of years, we've had funding. So with that funding, I suppose we've been able to put more resources into the programme, been able to promote it more, and it's given us the capacity to grow. And I suppose over the last few years, it's gone a bit, and then this year, we've seen it take off more. So we're kind of reaping the rewards of that now.
An NSO-owned councillor says more needs to be done by Donegal County Council to promote marine safety. Councillor Martin McDermott says he has raised the issue several times in the council chamber, but believes not enough action has been taken. One of the issues he has raised is the implementation of PERB life vests. Councillor McDermott says a dedicated marine safety campaign would massively benefit the county.
I had motions at full council to get up at any shown area meeting a number of times, and we still don't have a marine safety week like what I was proposing, something similar to our road traffic safety week where we promote road safety. And we should be doing the same thing with sea safety. And the sea safety promotion that we want to do is around the wearing of life jackets, the wearing of life jackets with EPIRBs, that when someone goes under the water, that the EPIRB goes off, that their Malinhead Coast Guard is notified immediately. They know exactly where the person is, and they can be lifted quite quickly. And we had incidents only recently in Malinhead where someone got into difficulty and was out, and luckily enough was able to hold on to a buoy that was in the water and was able to stay there until the emergency services got there. So, you know, there's been a lot of tragedies, and there's been a lot of dangerous situations that we've got into along our coast here in Donegal and, you know, around the whole coast. So we've had it in our own area. We've had it, you know, it's come to our own door with safety and with water tragedies. So, you know, if we can save someone, particularly this time of year, particularly when people are going out, you know, the council haven't done enough on this. They haven't taken this on board. And, you know, it's frustrating at this stage, to be honest, Donna Marie, that, you know, we're this far down the line and nothing has still been done about it.
And now for the weather, a warm and humid evening with a few hazy spells of sunshine. It will be mild and mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers and the odd clear spell. Some mist and fog patches will also form as the night progresses, with low temperatures of 15 to 17 degrees. To conclude this evening's bulletin, people have been hospitalised following a three-vehicle road traffic collision in Lifford this afternoon. The crash involving a van and two cars occurred at approximately 12:30. A number of people were taken to Letterkenny University Hospital for treatment of injuries believed to be non-life-threatening at this time. The road, which was closed for a time, has since reopened. The funeral details for James and Noreen McHugh have been announced. Noreen passed away at Beaumont Hospital yesterday, a day after James was pronounced dead at the scene of a crash in County Cavan on Monday afternoon. The couple's funeral mass will take place in St. Cartha's Church, Kilcar, on Saturday morning at 11 o'clock. Burial will follow afterwards in Towney Cemetery. And car parking income has increased substantially in the past 5 years at Letterkenny University Hospital. Fixtures supplied to Sinn Féin's health spokesperson Deputy David Cullinan show that in 2021, the hospital recorded no parking income. In 2022, income was approximately €97,000, rising to €402,500 in 2025, an increase of approximately 315% over 4 years. That's all from the newsroom for now. We will be back with another update at 7 o'clock. The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, August 12th. The death has occurred of Stephen Brogan, Clane, County Kildare, Dromahill, County Donegal. Stephen will repose at Kelly's Funeral Home, Oakfield Raphoe, today from 7 o'clock until 10 o'clock, and tomorrow from 2 o'clock until 9 o'clock, followed by a private cremation. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or Kelly's Funeral Directors, Oakfield Raphoe. The death has occurred of Sean Burns, Ballylast, Castlefin. Sean's remains are reposing at his late residence from 6 o'clock today. Funeral from there on Friday at 11:30, going to St. Columba's Church, Donnyloop, for 12 o'clock Requiem Mass. Burial immediately afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The sudden and tragic death has occurred of James McHugh and his beloved wife Noreen McHugh, Neo O'Donnell, Bavan Kilcar, reposing at their family home tomorrow from 2 o'clock until 9 o'clock and on Friday from 12 noon until 9 o'clock. Rosary will take place at 9 o'clock on both nights. James and Noreen's funeral mass will take place in St. Cartha's Church, Kilcar, on Saturday at 11 o'clock, followed by burial in Towney Graveyard. Shuttle buses will be in operation to the wakehouse from the Blue Haven Hotel and from Litcher Cornmill. Everyone attending the wake is being asked to avail of the shuttle bus services. James and Noreen's funeral mass can be viewed on mcn.live. and the death has occurred of Vera McLaughlin, to Ben Burnfoot. Vera's remains are reposing at her home. Removal from there tomorrow morning at 10:15, going to St Mary's Church Fawn for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining graveyard. Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time plays from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Parking is available in the adjacent car park of Fawn Presbyterian Church. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.